Today's shiur is in Masechta Erevin on Daf Memtes. We are beginning on Daf Memches Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom, with the last word on the line, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. In yesterday's shiur, we referred back to the Mishnah on Daf Memhe Amid Beis, where the Mishnah told us a case of three people, three chatzeros, Shalosh chaseros, hapsucha zulazu, each one had a Pesach open one to another, and also psuchas rishus harabim. The rishus harabim went around the three chaseros, and there was a door from the three chaseros out to the rishus harabim. And as the Gemara explained yesterday, there was a machloikis between Rab Shimon and the Chachamim. Everyone agrees that field B can carry in its own enclosure. Everyone agrees that A and C cannot carry one to another. As the Mishnah said, Irvu Shtaim Imam Tzois, if the two outer fields made an Erev Chatzeres with the middle field, he Muteresi Mohen, she, referring to the middle Chatzer, is allowed to carry two A and to C. That would be the Parshat Pshat in the Mishnah, although we will see perhaps a different explanation in our shir today. The Hain Mutaris Imo, and A and C are Mutter with B. Ushtaim Achitsoinis Asura Zum Zu. But A cannot carry to C, and C cannot carry to A. So B can carry in its own enclosure, that is Hakol Modim. A can not carry to C, and C cannot carry to A, that everybody is might as well. What the machlok between Rav Shimon and the Chum is concerning A carrying to B, or B to A, and likewise C carrying to B, and B to C. Now the Gemara is going to tell us exactly in which case is there a machlokas between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. And again, we begin from the last word on the fifth line from the bottom of Memches Amid Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zu Divrish Rab Shimon. This which it said in the Mishnah, that A can carry to B and B to A, and likewise C can carry to B and B to C. Zu Divrish Rab Shimon. This is the opinion of Rab Shimon. Aval Chachamim Arim. The Chachamim disagree, and they say the following. Rishus achas mishtameshes lishtei rishuyos. B, that one rishus is able to carry to two other rishuyos. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that C can carry to B and A can carry to B as well. Because one rishus, which is rishus B, could be mishamesh, could be used by both A and C. As Rashi explains, since the only field, the only chotzer that A made an erev with was B, and the only chotzer that C made an erev with was B, therefore A can carry to B, and likewise C can carry to B as well. However, says the Chachamim, disagreeing with Rav Shimon, Avoloi shtei rishuyos misham shoyos rishus achas. But two rishuyos, meaning A and C, cannot be used by one rishus, which is B. B can be used for two rishuyos for A and C, but A and C cannot be used for one rishus, which is B. And Rashi explains that five lines from the bottom of Rashi, the ein koyach b'emtsois lishtamish loy bezu v'loy bezu, the zu moishechas lekan v'zu moishechas lekan. Since B has a relationship with A, and B also has a relationship with C, so when it comes to carry from B to C, it's being schlepped, it's being pulled back in the other direction to A, because B also has a relationship with A, and when it's coming to carry from B to C, it's being pulled back by A, so therefore, B has a problem either way, according to the Chachamim, from bringing things from B into A, or for bringing things from B to C. Rashi says, well, maybe let's give B both A and C. And on that, Rashi continues and says, Ushnei diurin lo yavin lo. To give B the accessibility both to A and both to C, that we don't do. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, all B can do is carry within itself, but it cannot carry to A and it cannot carry to C. So it comes out, according to Rav, that Rav Shimon's opinion is that A and C can carry to B and B can carry back to A and C. However, according to Chachamim, only A and C can carry to B, but B cannot carry to A and C. Ki amrita kamedi Shmuel, when Rav Yehuda said this in front of Shmuel, when I said this in front of Shmuel, Amar li, Shmuel told me he disagreed with the way Rav Yehuda had said it in the name of Rav. The way Rav understood the machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim, Shmuel had a different way to understand the machloikis. And now we turn to Daf Mem Tesomet Aleph. Afzu divi Rav Shimon. This also is the words of Rav Shimon. Rashi has two pshatim to explain what it means, afzu divi Rav Shimon, and we are going to use the pshat of Rashi, which Rashi says, ze shamati loshen acher, the loshen acher, and this second loshen, this is what I heard, v'chein ikr. This is the ikr pshat, and therefore we're going to use that pshat. What is the pshat according to this second pshat in Rashi? Afzu divi Rav Shimon. What you are reporting, that which the Chachamim hold, that's actually, says Shmuel, what Rav Shimon holds. Avzu divi Rav Shimon. In other words, that Rav Shimon's opinion is that A can carry to B, and C can carry to B, but B cannot carry to A and C. What you're reporting in the name of the Chachamim, Avzu divi Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon. Now Rashi, even though he likes this pshat, he says, I have two problems with this pshat, which I have to answer. The first problem, Rashi says, Hotnan b'masnisin, this is on the fifth line of Rashi, on the fourth line of Rashi, Hotnan b'masnisin, himu teres imohen. We quoted before from the Mishnah Mem Hei Amid Beis, where the Mishnah said that he refers that she, meaning the middle chotzer, is muteris imohen, is mutter with A and C. So l'chayra, how can you say in Rav Shimon that no, Rav Shimon says that B cannot carry into A and C. It says beferish in the Mishnah that she is mutter with them. They are mutter with her, and she, the middle chotzer, is mutter with them. That's question number one. Question number two, the lashon of afzu div Rav Shimon would seem to indicate that not only is this mutter, but afzu, even this Rav Shimon holds, is also mutter. According to the way you're saying the pshat in Rav Shimon, which is Shmuel, it's only one of the two things is mutter, only A to B and C to B, but B is not allowed to carry to either A or C. So what's the lashon afzu? Rashi answers both questions, and Rashi says the first question. This is the way to Meforshim explain Rashi. It's not exactly 100% clear that in the words of Rashi, but this is how the Meforshim explain it. That Rashi answers what it means, he muteresi mohen, does not mean, according to the way Shmuel understands Reb Shimon. Of course, the Pashup Shot, the way Rav understands Reb Shimon, they are mutter with her, and she's mutter back to them. According to the way Shmuel understands Reb Shimon, what Reb Shimon is trying to say is that not only can A and C carry their chafetzim into B, but even to take it back from B, A and C can take it back from B. And as A and C have going and coming, they have access to B. That's what it means according to Shmuel. He muteresi mohen, that A and C can take back from B. But B cannot go to A or C, neither can it take anything from A or C. And what's the pshat afzu divi Rav Shimon? That question, on that Rashi answers, it means like this. He's not trying to say afzu divi Rav Shimon, af, he's matur also this. He means to say, that which you thought is the oyser, afzu divi Rav Shimon, even though Rav Shimon is more makel than the Chachamim, but even the makel is machmer in a certain case. What is that? That B can't carry into A or to C. That's how Rashi answers both kashas. Avul Chachamim. Now, what do the Chachamim hold? If the Chachamim hold the way Rav explained the Chachamim, that's exactly precisely what Shmuel is saying in Rav Shimon. There would be no Machloikas. So therefore, according to Shmuel, we have to reinterpret the Machloikas and say that Shlosh Tanasurois. According to the Chachamim, there's no access across the board. A and C can't carry to B. B can't carry to A and C can't carry to each other. Everything is usher. The only thing that would be mutter is, like we learned yesterday, that B could carry in itself. But any other back and forth would be usher. So it comes out, we have two ways to understand the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. One way was reported, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rav, and then Rabbi Yehuda himself reported what Shmuel had told him is the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Tanya Kava say, the Rabbi Yehuda alibi de Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, we learned in a brisa the way Rav Yehuda was reported in the name of Shmuel, that Rav Shimon himself does not permit B to carry to A or C, because we learned, Amar Rav Shimon, Lama Dover Doima. What is the case of the original case of three people who have their four Amis that overlap? And we compared it to the case of three Chatzeris that overlap. Three fields that are open one to another. And they have their door open to Rishus Rabbim. So, Irvu Shtaim Imam Tzoyis. If the two outer fields, A and C, made an Erev Chatzeris with the B, the middle one, Zum Aviyam Itach Beis of Oichelis. So A can bring from its house and eat in B, Vizum Aviyam Itach Beis of Oichelis, and C can go into B and eat there as well. Zum Achzeres Moisrol Itach Beis. Then A can, if it decides to take back what was left over, what was not eaten, they can carry back from B to A. Vizu and C, Machzeres Moisrol Itach Beis, can go back from B to C. Says Rashi, what's noticeably absent from the Mishnah, from the Brisa, is that it doesn't say what B could do. So therefore, the way we interpret it is that Ein Echanami, B cannot do this kind of thing. It cannot go into C, it cannot go into A. The only ones that can go, can move things from one field to the other, are the outer fields of A and C. But B, which has a relationship with both of them, has a problem, and therefore it cannot go from one field to the other. So this was the raya to the way Rabbi Yehuda reported the name of Shmuel. Avul Chachamim, Mayrim Shloshtan Asuris. So what do the Chachamim disagree with? They have to be Machmer more than Rabbi Shimon. So they have to say everything is Asur. B can't carry to A or C, as Rabbi Shimon holds according to this pshat, and neither can A or C carry into B. And now the Gemara says, Va'azda Shmuel Tameh. Shmuel goes l'shitase according to his own reason. And Rashi explains, because Shmuel tells us in Divrei HaMaskel, Rashi Hachi Garsinen, Irvoim Shneim Asurim Im Shneim. So Shmuel is l'tameh, means that Shmuel holds Divrei HaMaskel Be'erevin. It's a kula. And what does Shmuel report? The Amar Shmuel, continues the Gemara, Chatzer Shebein Shneimu Vois. If you have the same case, not of three Chatzeris, and not of three people whose Dalit Amis overlap one another, but you have a case where a Chatzer is between two Muvois, so the din is, and you have a picture in the Sefer on page 181. Picture 181 on page 61. So there you have a diagram of, as we know, we're introducing now Shtufei Mevois, what a Ruvi Chatzeris is to houses in a Chatzer. Shtufei Mevois is the same for Chatzeris that share an identical Mavui. Just like a Ruvi Chatzeris makes everybody live in one house, and therefore it's like one resident of a chatzer, and that one resident, of course, can use the chatzer. Now that they pool all their bread together in one house, it's considered that all the residents of the chatzer are using that one house, so there's one resident and one chatzer, and therefore all the residents can move for their things in and out of the chatzer and into the houses. The same thing, if you have a number of chatzeros which use a common mavui, you make a shtufe mavois, you make a shutfes between the various chatzeros that are using, that have access to that mavui, and then everyone is allowed to carry from their house to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the mavui, and back as well. So says the Gemara, in this case, what was this case? Chatzer shebein shtei muvois. If you had a chatzer that was not, did not just have access to one mavi, but it had access to another mavi as well. On one side it was one mavi, on the other side of the chatzer there was a door going to another mavi. So Shmuel said, irvu im shneim, that if the chatzer made an eriv with both muvois, Asuroim Shneim, the chatzer is not allowed to take, the bnei chatzer are not allowed to take their things out to each of the mavoyos. Why? This is Shmuel Litamei, because Shmuel holds that when you have access to two rishuyos, like in the case of chatzer, that one chatzer B had access to A and C, that made a problem for B, that B could not carry things into A or C, according to the way Shmuel understands Rav Shimon. So Huadin, Shmuel says the same din halach over here as well, that Asurim Shneyem, the other people from the Mavri could carry there, but the people from this chatzer who have a double allegiance, so to speak, they have an allegiance to the Mavri on one side and to the other side, so they are usher with both. So that's what Rashi says, that Rav Shmuel holds that Divri Amekel Be'erivin, and if the halacha would be according to Rav Shimon that B does have access to A and C, then why would Shmuel paskin like this by the case of Shtei Muvois, that Asur al Shneim, that the Chotzer has access and made an Erev with both Mavuis, that Chotzer has no access. So it must be that even though Divri Amekel Be'erivin, but Rav Shimon himself is only Mekel for A and C to carry in B, and not for B to carry an A and C. This is what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara brings some other halachas. Loi irva im shneyem, oisres ashneyem. What happens if the chotzer in the middle of the two mavoyos did not make an eriv with neither of them? Then the halach is, as Rashi explains, since this is a case where it is rogel for the bnei hachotzer to use either Mavui A or Mavui B. So therefore it's considered that this chatzer has a shaychus with A and has a shaychus with B, and it did not make an Erev with either A or B. Therefore, it assers on both of them. Here we're not speaking about what the status is of the chatzer itself. We're speaking about the Mavui. Can people from other chatzeres carry in Mavui A or Mavui B? The answer is, I have a problem with Mavui, with this chatzer over here. This chatzer has a double allegiance. Wherever you have like a double allegiance, that assers on the Bnei HaMavui. They will not be able to use the Mavui until they make an Erev with, until they take care of the problem of the middle chatzer. Now, hoisa be'echad regilu be'echad ein regilu. What happens if the chatzer used to use one mavi over another? With one of the mavoim it was rogel, and with the other one was ein regila. So the din is zesha regila boy aser, v'zesha ein regila boy mutter. So then we say that they are really divorced. They don't have a double allegiance. They have only one allegiance to the mavi that they're rogel in, and on that mavi that they're ruggling, and they didn't make a shtufi mavois with that mavi, so that assers on that mavi. But on the other mavi, which is ainer regila, and they didn't make a shtufi mavois, that doesn't asser because they don't have shaychus to the other mavi, because the other mavi is ainer regila. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna, irva im she'ainer regila boy, hutter regila latzmoi. What happens in this case where the chatzer used to use mavi A and it did not use mavi B? And what happens if this Shabbos it made a shtufe mevoyos with mavui B. The one that it was always not ruggle with, that's what it made the shtufe mevoyos with. So by doing that, as Rashi explains, it divorces itself from its normal mavui haregila. And if so, hutter regila latzmoy, now it doesn't asur anymore under regila, because it made an erev with the ein regila. So now the regila can, even though it did not make an erev with the regila, but since by making an erev with the ein regila, it's indicating that I have no more shaychas this Shabbos at least with the regila, so therefore the regila can make a shtufi mevoyos by itself, and there the chatzeris that used that mavuye can now travel through the mavuye without any problem. The Amar Rabbah Barafuna Amar Shmuel, he said another halacha, im irvra regila la'atzma. V'zeshein a regila boy loy irv v'hi atzma loy irva. What happens in the following case? The regila made its own shtufim voice, and the eina regila did not make one, and the chotzer also did not make one. So now the question is, on whose side is the chotzer? Normally we would say it's on the side of the regila. But since the Eina Regila can't carry there anyway, because it did not make a Eruvi Chatzeres or Shtufi Mevoyos, the Chatzer itself that's in the middle didn't do it either. So then the Halach is, Doichin I saw Eitzel She'ena Regila boy. Then we push it, we push the middle Chatzer to the Mavui, which was Eina Regila. This is a concept of kaifen al midas toim, that Beis Din does something by force because of midas toim. Rashi says, what is midas toim? Shali, shali. What's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And Rashi says also that it's zeh nene v'zeh lechoser. And as you could gain, if I wouldn't be part of you, you would gain. It's no loss to you because you can't carry anyway. So then we say, you know what? This middle chatzer, even though usually it's with the regila, but we're going to push it over to the ein regila so that it should not asur on the regila. You can't carry anyway. Why should we involve you with the regila, which would make problems for the regila? So we push you aside. Now here is a very fundamental machloikis between the Ritva and Rabbeinu Yoinasan, two Rishonim. Is this kaifen al midas toim? Is this halacha v'loy lemaisa, or is it halacha and lemaisa? What does that mean? The Ritva holds that it's halacha v'loy lemaisa, meaning that of course the b'nei chotzer can still walk through lemaisa. They can walk through the mavui, which they're always ruggled to walk through every Shabbos. We're only saying we push them to the ein regila. That's only halachic sense. We say that they don't have shaychus with the regila because we don't want to usher the regila that they shouldn't be able to carry things through their mavi because of the middle chatzer. But do we force them to walk through the regila, the ainah regila of the Shabbos? No. Rabbeinu Yoinasan disagrees. Kaifin al midas toimir is not just theoretically, halachically, but it's in practice that since we don't want the chatzer to prohibit the regila, we tell them that this Shabbos we don't want you to walk through the regila. You actually have to walk through the ainah regila so you won't come to Asur on the Regila. Now the Gemara gets a little easier. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamakpid Ale Ruvoy Ein Eruvay Erev. If someone has akpada, I don't want, in those days it was different than we do Aruvah Chatzeres today. Today, one person buys a box of matzah, and another person from the shchuna is zoiche it for everybody in the shchuna, and then they place it in that person's house, and that's the Eruvah Chatzeres. But in previous times, they used to collect, every Erev Shabbos, they used to collect bread, rolls, loaves of bread from each of the inhabitants where they wanted to make an Eruvah Chatzeres, and then they would place it in one of the houses in that shchuna. So if someone says, I'm giving you bread, but I'm makbid that no one should eat from it, or a certain person shouldn't eat from it, that's not a good erev. Why? Mashmoy, erev shmoy. What is the name of this whole halachic concept? Eruve chatzeres. And as Rashi says, in the fourth line from the wide lines, Eruv Shmoy, Shiyu Kulon Muravin Merutzenboy, Shalayu Yimcha Zeb Chaveroi, Ela Shutvis Neichav Areva. The whole idea of an Eruvin is that everybody's Yachad, that we have some Achdus once in a while, that everybody is one. So how could you be Makbid that person shouldn't eat? Therefore, it's not a good Eruv. It's going against the whole concept of Eruv. Rav Chaninoim Eruv Eruv. The Eruv is a good Eruv. Ela Shanikra Me Anshe Vardina. Anshi Vardina Rasha Sikhanin Hoyum, which means they were very stingy. So Ein Echanami, this person is stingy. But to say that the Erev is not an Erev, no, I disagree. The Erev is a good Erev because they all have Lamaisa in the basket. All the loaves are together. So even though I'm Makbid, I'll get a name of being stingy, but it doesn't affect the Erev. Amr of Yudom Shmuel, Hacholik is Eruvoy, if somebody divides up his Erev into two baskets, he gives part in one basket, part in the other. Ain't no Erev. That's not a good Erev either. L'chayri de Gemara said, this is like Beis Shammai that we had yesterday in the Sugya. Keman ke Beis Shammai, desanya. We learned in a Braisa, Chamisha Shagovas Eruvin. Five people collected their Erev, their pieces of bread. V'nasnu b'shnei kehem, they put it into two kelim. Beis Shammai oimrim ein ze Erev. Beis Shammai says, this is not an Erev. U'beisil oim harei ze Erev. It is a good Erev. So the chayri is coming out like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hill. According to Beis Hill, if you put it in two kelim, it is good. So the Gemara, no, afilatem of Beis Hill. This could even be going like Beis Hill. At kan lekamer Beis Hill hasam elya ella demalyin lemoner v'aiser. When does Beis Hill say it's good if you brought it into two kelim? That's if you filled up one to the top. You have no more room. There's too many people living in this area. Memela, I have to go and get another basket to put it in. So if it was left over, that's fine. That's not a problem. There's still achdus there of all the loaves together, even though they're in two baskets. Avol hecha de palge mifla gloy. But if lechatchila, one basket would be enough to contain all the loaves of the breads that were put into that one basket, and I decide that I want to split it up into two baskets, then even Beis Hillel would hold that that's not an Erev, it's division, it's not united, and Memela would not be a good Erev. Afraid the Gemara, Vitarti Lamali. What do you need both cases? Rashi explained. Since the concept is the same, so what do I need? Since the whole idea of Eruv Shemoy, that there's an inyan of Achdos that everybody gets along together and no one's makbid on each other, and no one divides things in half, but there's one unity. So if it's the same svar, what do you need a halacha of makbid, and what do you need a second halacha of putting it lechatchil into two baskets that the Erev is no good? And for the Gemara Tzrichi, we need both cases. Diashmin and Hassam, if it would be in the case where he's makbid, mishum de kapit, he was makbid, avil hocha emaloi, but here where he put it into two baskets, but he's not makbid. He says anybody wants to eat it can go ahead and eat it, so maybe I would say even if it's in two baskets, it's good. Kamashmalon, no, Erev Shmoy, it has to be in one basket. Viashmin and Hach, if it would say it over here by the one basket where he divided and he put it into two baskets, that it's no good. Hacha mishum de palge miflik, he divided it up, avil hassam, but over there by Hakpada, where he didn't divide it up, it's all in one basket, Emaloi. So I would say maybe over there it is a good Erev. Tzricha, we need to tell you that in both cases, Erev Shemoy, it has to be in one basket, there has to be no Hakpada, and only then is it a good Erev. Amalei Rav Abba Rav Yehuda, Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda, Bebei Matzart Bebei Rav Zakai, in the winery of Rav Zakai, he told him the following thing. Me Amar Shmuel. Did Shmuel then say, Hacholikas Eruvoy, Eina Erev, that if somebody divides up his Erev, it's not a good Erev, because Erev Shemoy, Vamar Shmuel, Shmuel said the following halacha. Vay Yishamanichem Boy Erev, a house where you put an Erev into it, so the Baal HaBos, the question is, does the Baal HaBayis himself have to contribute to the basket or not? Eina Tzarech Libnas HaPas. The Baal HaBayis doesn't have to put any bread into it. My timer. What is the reason? The Gemara thought, Lav Mishum is not because, the Omar, because we say the kiv in the monach v'salo keman the monach hachadami. since the Baal HaBayis, he's eating in his kitchen, he's eating in his dining room, he has bread in his basket, so it's in the house. I have a basket full of all the loaves from the people in the shchuna, of the neighborhood. I have the Baal HaBayis eating, he has bread in his basket wherever he's eating. So it's as if it's all together. So l'chayra, but you're dealing with two baskets. How could Shmuel have said that if you divide up in two baskets, it's not a good Erev? Here, you also have two baskets, and yet Shmuel said it's good. And for the Gemara, and so the Gemara is still in the middle of the Kasha, Hachanami, here also, Kivin the Monach Besala, Kaman the Monach Hachadami. So why don't I say the same thing over here? Just like when the Baal HaBayis is eating in a different room, we say that the bread he has in his basket is mitzarf, that it's a good Erev. So too we should say when Lechatchila, they divided it up into two baskets. Amalei, no. Hasam Avapisha ain't pas. There, the reason why it's good by the Baal HaBayis is not because he also has bread in his basket, and we say that they're both in the same house and it's good. My time, why is it good there? The reason is because you don't need bread for the Baal HaBayis. That's the vort. It's not that you have bread and your mitzarif it together with the other basket. You don't need bread. My time at the kula hachadari, as Rashi explains, what's the whole lumdis of a Eruv Chatzeres, that everybody, all the batim that are in this chatzer are considered together in one chatzer, in one bias, because they have pooled all their bread together in that one house. So if that's good for all the people that are living in this neighborhood, so for the person who Rashi says in the Divrei HaMaskil, the Kula Hachadari v'koshken Baal HaBayis shehu dor sham mamish b'toichoy v'afilu enloi pas b'chol HaBayis shapadami, even if he doesn't have a morsel of bread in the whole house, he lives there. The other ones, through the bread, you make it as if they live there, but by the person himself who lives there, he doesn't need bread. So it's not a vort that you're mitzarif two baskets together, but rather the Baal HaBayis doesn't need bread to begin with. Now the Gemara is going to try to understand how the whole concept of Eruv Chatzeres works. Amr Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. The idea of an Erev is that we are like buying together, we're shutvim in this one house. That's how Erev works. By pooling our bread together, we're like shutvim, we were kona this house together. And therefore, if we're all part of one family, we can go into the chatzer, because the chatzer is not owned by multiple people, and then it would be a problem that I'm coming from my individual house into a multiple dwelling, which Chacham said you're not allowed to do. So the idea is that we're all shutvim in this one house. I v'im tarmer v'neimai and kohen b'moh. So why can't I use money? Why do I have to use bread? Let me purchase the rights in this house through money. The answer is v'nei she'enu mitzuyu b'arvei shabbosos. Erev Shabbos, everybody goes to the supermarket. You spend all your money. It's very possible that, especially with the high prices, that you won't have any money left at all. And then you're going to be trying to make an erev. You have no money. Frank di Gemara, abrehecha de erev miu likni. Good. Usually you don't have money, and therefore we gave an eitz to use bread. But where I did use money, why should it not be good? The answer is gzeira shemayimru mo iker. Because once you use money, people will think that's really the way to do it. Vizimnin deloy shchiach mo. And sometimes you won't have the money, like we said on Erev Shabbos, v'loy asu l'eruvah b'pas, and you'll think that money is really the way to do it, and therefore you won't think to use pas. Da'asi erev le'iku kule, as Rashi says, five lines in the bottom, l'ishtakeyach toiris erev. The whole concept of erev will be forgotten, therefore the chacham hold. Bread, apparently, you will have constantly in your house. But money, we're afraid you sometimes won't have, and people will think that's the way to do it, and I can't do it the right way. The whole din of Eruv Chatzeres will become bottle. So therefore, they instituted to do it bedafka with pas. But the concept is kinyan. Rabba Amar, Eruv Mishum Dira. It's a different idea. It's not that we are all shutfim in the house, but rather we all live together in the house through the bread, since a person has his mind on bread, on what he's going to eat. And if my bread is in one house, I have my mind on on that dwelling. So that's how the concept of Reuven Chatzeres works, that we're all connected in this one house through the bread. My benai, what's the chiluk if you hold Erev is Mishum Kinyar or you hold Erev is Mishum Dira? Ikki benai you three chalukim. Kli, Upachas Mishav Pruta, Vikotin. Rashi explains that the first nafkamina is, can I use a Kenyan Suder for a Kli as a Kenyan Suder, that I will give the Kli for the right to have ownership in the house? So if it's a vort of Kenyan, that Kenyan of Suder would work here as well. But if it's a vort that I have my mind on bread, what I'm eating, so then Kli would not work. Pachas Mishavar Pruta, I need Mazen Shtei Sudas for an Erev. But let's say the Mazen Shtei Sudas, Rashi says, is not worth a Pruta. So if it's a vort of Kenyan, you can only make with something that's worth a pruta. But if it's a vort, my das is on the bread, and that makes my dwelling the dira, so even if it's not a shava pruta, it would be a good kid. And the third nafkamin, as we turn to daf mem tes and beis, the cotton. Could the cotton collect all the loaves of bread and put it into the one house? So if it's a kinyan, Rashi says that a cotton has no shachas with kinyanim. But if it's merely a vort that we placed in one area and that indicates that we're all living together, so as long as it winds up in the house, it doesn't matter. Even if a cotton puts it there, it would be an acceptable eruv chatzeres. Amalei abayla rabba l'didach kasha l'shmul kasha. You have a problem with your pshat, and Shmuel has a kasha on his pshat as well. Whether you learn erev mishum kinyan or erev mishum dira, I have a problem. Hatani, we learned in the braisa, chamisha shegav es eruvan. If there were five people that collected their erev, they pooled their loaves together. If they bring their erev to another place, as Rashi says, that they now want to be ma'arev with another chatzer, so normally they would take their pooled erev and bring it to the other chatzer and put it over there in one of the houses. So the din is, all five don't have to go to the other chatzer. Echad ma'alech l'kulon, one person, one of the five, can bring it. So the question is, who knew the kakani? He's the one that's making the kinyan for the five. What happened to all the other four people? The suloi, and nobody else is making the kinyan. If it's a kinyan, so all five should make the kinyan. Who knew the kadayer? He's the only one who's living over there. Even according to the pshat of Dira, you have a problem. The suloi, and nobody else is doing it. None of the other five are doing it. The Gemara answers, Amrlei, loy l'di kashi v'loy l'shmul kashi. So Rabbah said that it's not a problem with my pshat, and it's not a problem even according to Shmuel's pshat as well. Why? Shlich is the kulukavid. This answers both kashas. This person is our shliach. We pooled it together. He's our shliach. So he can make the kinyan on our behalf, and he can affect the concept of dira on our behalf as well. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, halachic corruption. And now the Gemara ends off before the Mishnah with what it began with. We began today's shir with the machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chacham. Who's the halacha like? The halacha is like Rav Shimon. But remember, we had two versions. We had Rav's version and Shmuel's version. So Rashi says, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, dehi muteris imohen, vehen muterin imoh. The simple pshat in the Mishnah on Mem Hayamid Beis, he muteris imohen, that she, the chutzer base, the middle chutzer is also mutter. Not only can A and C go to B, but B can go to A and C. So that means that we paskin like Reb Shimon according to Rav and not according to Shmuel. Says the Mishnah, Misha Baba Derech, a person was coming on the way, the chashchaloi, and suddenly it became a night, and he is far away from his house. He saw a certain tree or a fence, and he realized that that fence is 2,000 amos from where he was at that time. And from there on, from that tree and on, there's another 2,000 amos to his house. So he wants to get back to his house. So he said he can't make it to the tree by the time Shabbos starts. But he's 2,000 amos away. And he says, if I can be kind of over there by the tree or by the fence, so then I'll be with another 2,000 amos to my house. I'll be able to make it. V'omer, and he said, Shvisasi tachtav, I want to dwell over there 2,000 amos away under the tree. Loy omar klum, he said, had nothing. And the Gemara is going to have a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean exactly that he said nothing? Let's take one pshat, Rav's pshat. Loyer maklum kol ikr means, as Rashi explains in the Gemara, that since he said, I want to have my shvisa over there by the tree, so he was oiker his shvisa over here, 2,000 amos away from the tree. And since the shvisa by the tree doesn't work either, why? As the Gemara will explain, because it's ena mesuyam, because under the branches of the tree, there are many amos, it's very wide, the branches of the tree, and we need that four amos should be clear which four amos he is using as his makam shvisa. And since it's unclear over here, so he uprooted the shvisa 2,000 amos away from the tree. The one that he said by the tree, it's ena mesuyim, it doesn't work. So he's stuck with right where he is. All he gets is like someone who loses 2,000 amos, all he gets is dalet amos for Shabbos. That's the... He couldn't put it down. He's 2,000 amos away. He's right. No, so he could. We had cases where you're kind of shvisa baraglov. We're going to learn the sugi itself over here, where bread is actually a kula, because bread allows the rich man who has bread to send a shliach and put the bread there. The Gemara is going to say, according to one shita, that if the rich man wants the matrich and walk there, so avada helps without bread. And the Gemara is being mechadish here that in certain circumstances, if he sees it, he could be kind of shvisa there. However, by saying it in such a general manner that I want my shvisa over there under the tree, it does not work. However, shvisa be'ikroi, if he designated exactly which he delineated, I want those four amis that are right by the root of the tree, not under the branches. So that's already a dover mesuyim dos dalet amis. So then, mahalach mimakam raglav ad ikroi, Alpaimama. Then he can go from where he is, which is 2,000 amos away from the trunk. He can go to the trunk. Umei ikri vabesa alpaimama. Then he can go from the trunk of the tree until his house, which is another 2,000 amos in the opposite direction. Nimtze mahalach mishchashech arbaas alpaimama. So it comes out at night. He's allowed to walk 4,000 amos from where he was at the moment Shabbos began, and he reaches through the tree. He reaches his destination, which is his house, 4,000 amos away. What happens if he doesn't know a specified spot? There is no tree, there is no fence, so he has no place to be kind of shvisa. Oi, she'ena baki b'halacha. He didn't know this halacha. There was a tree, but he didn't know you could do it by seeing it 2,000 amos away. V'yomar shvisasa b'mkoymi. So the only eitz he had is that I'm going to be right here. He knew there's halacha of 2,000 amos, but he thought that you have to be bamish by the tree in order to do it. So mele, he's stuck. He says, my shvis is right here. He gets where he is standing at that moment when Shabbos starts, 2,000 amos in each direction. Which kind of amos? Agulois, round. And as he has a radius all around, the 2,000 amos in each direction as a circle. Divi Rav Chanina ben Antignus. The Chachamim say no. Merubois. He has them square. He has north 2,000, south 2,000, east 2,000, west 2,000. And in the Sefer on page 61, diagram 182, we see the circle and we see the square around the circle. What kitavla merubas, like a square board, kedeshe yeniskar lizavyos. What do we gain according to the Chachamim who disagree with Chanina ben Tignish? What do we gain with an Erev that is square? Because you will gain on the diagonal, the northeast and northwest corners, the southeast and southwest corners, there actually, based on math, he will come out to be gaining over 800 amos because of the diagonal. Ein chanami, in a straight line north, south, east, west, is only 2,000 amos. But when you go from the center point where he is until the corners, he gains 800 amos in that direction. Vizu he sham ruhani mar baraglov, and this is what we learned, that an oni doesn't need bread. He's allowed to be mar baraglov this is the case, explains Rashi, even though this person might be a multimillionaire, but he doesn't have any bread with him at the time, he's considered an ani. By seeing a designated place, he can say, I want my shisa to be there, even though he's not putting any bread down. Amar Rav Meir, no. Anu ein lanu ela ani. When we say that an ani is ma'ariv beraglav, we don't mean an ani who now has no bread, but it means a real ani. He's the only one that the Chachazal allowed to be ma'ariv beraglav, but according to Rav Meir, an ashir, or even someone who just doesn't have bread with him on the trip, he would not be allowed to be ma'arev using this dispensation of ma'arev beraglav. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says, Echad ani v'echad asher, that it doesn't matter whether you're an ani or an asher, avada you can be ma'arev beraglav. If the asher wants to go to the tircha, the bother of going up to the tree and putting the piece of challah down, he could. I lo amru ma'arev bepas alahakalal asher shaloi yetsa v'yarev beraglav. The whole inyan of bread is only a kula for the asher. The asher who normally has bread, he could stay at home, he can send through a shlich the bread to the place where he wants to be kind of shvisa, and he doesn't have to go there personally. But if he wants to go there personally, avada, he can be kind of baraglav, he can be kind of in that very spot. So an ani who usually doesn't have bread, he has to come on more than an usher to ma'arv baraglav. But einichanami, if an usher wants to use that heter, avada, he is allowed to. And tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, what does it mean in the Mishnah when it said in the Reisha Loi Omar Klum?